Breathe in Space contains mature content such as substance abuse, sexual situations, and violence. This episode contains gun violence and child endangerment.
I ain't got no home to go to, I ain't got nothing to sell, but my stars will never leave me even when I'm sold to hell. I was born under a blue sky and I'll die out in the black. When I'm gone, don't no one mourn me, 'cause my debts will drag me back.
Just about 3 years I've been in this place. Long years, but fruitful. I'm a caller, see. Name of Brother Judah. Now, I ain't anybody's brother in particular, and if you gave me a choice between brother or sister or sibling or some other fourth thing, I don't rightly think I'd choose any of them. So brother'll have to do. But the point is, I was called here. A lot of folk crying out for help, for salvation of any kind they could get. Helped a lot of people here, or tried to. Gave them what they were looking for. Couldn't give them freedom. That's beyond my power. But gave them company, or a listening ear, or peace before the end. But these days I find myself called elsewhere. Other people to help. Trouble is, this is the Diatoma Multi-Jurisdictional Short-Term Rehabilitative Containment and Persistent Recidivist Permanent Detention Complex. And moving on generally involves an airlock and a body bag, if you're lucky.
Dispensing. Neutral. Compound. One. Two. Servings remaining. Keep hands clear of nozzle. Swipe, wristband. Dispensing. Nutrient compound. Two. Servings remaining. Keep hands clear of nozzle.
Delicious. Blue paste today.
Preacher, did you sleep well? Or was that my other bunk neighbor banging his headboard all night? Have you no rules against Nemi and Bearcast?
Daria Ivanova. In for brawling. Or, rather, what she swears up and down was a brawling accident. Sturdy woman. Heavy tattoos. Always good for a dirty joke. Callers ain't got no celibacy rules, but I slumbered like a baby. Thanks for asking. Sorry to hear the same ain't true for you.
Morning, preacher.
Dr. Marin Settle's child. Erica National. In for aiding and abetting. Second-degree involvement in some kind of kidnapping ring. Decent-sized handful of folk from that ship in here. Though from what I understand, not all of them survived the trial. Doc's a good hand with a sewing needle, though. Marin, where's your friend?
The kid? I tried to get her to come, but she says she's not hungry.
Oh, okay. I'll save her something. Well, hey, Crow. Crow's a witch. In for, well, for getting caught doing witch stuff. Gaunt, elbowy little fella. Not much of a talker, but he's solid company. He's saying, preacher, at me in Belcher sign right now.
Swipe, wristband. Dispensing, nutrient compound. Two. One, serving, remaining. Keep hands clear of nozzle.
Damn, that's a small serving. Supplies must be low.
Hiya, preacher.
Egress, ain't your mama ever taught you to speak and eat separate?
I ain't got no mama.
Can't even wait to get out of the chow line? Evnete ted sem jasen, jo I tajmu čet sjedil šedirt.
They were real me like a tray. What my mom would say, if I had one.
Rapid egress. A no-go. We don't actually know, matter of fact. Loitering, or some such, probably. Maybe she killed somebody. When asked, she's been known to grin and say anything from grand larceny to public urination. So who's to say?
Hey, no cutting in line.
Leave it, she's just a kid.
Oh, hey there, little one. You hungry after all?
Not really, I'm just bored.
Got a reason as any to get out and about. At least hit the automat and come sit with us. You can give Egress your extra jello or whatever.
Maybe I just want the jello.
Rainy ain't hardly old enough to drink, and she certainly ain't old enough for life in prison. Nobody seems to know exactly what she was charged with, but she's from the same ship as the Doc, so that must have been enough for the judge.
Swan, risky. Dispensing. Jellison, treat. Serving limit reached. Keep hands clear of nozzle. Thank you for using the Diatoma automated cafeteria system. Clean your plate. Do not waste.
Now that we've all got our chow, I'm calling a meeting.
Rainy, is that all you're eating this morning?
Yeah, the blue stuff tastes like chicken and shower mold.
Who's making all that noise last night?
Daria, how are the stitches holding
ridiculous.
The stitches are holding up okay. I'm ready for breakfast, though. I'm hungry.
It was 2 a.m. when you finally...
Friends! I gotta tell y'all something.
Prom death, don't tell me you've decided to start blessing the food.
Well, go on, preacher, bless. You got eating to do.
Now why the hell would I start blessing shit out of the blue? Go on and eat. Keep your ears open.
Thank God and amen.
Y'all remember I said I was called here? To Diatoma. To help folk. Well, this morning, I sat up in bed and I heard the call again. Except this time, it was calling me to leave. Today.
What, like, leave or?
We are in a prison. You know this, right? The whole point is that you cannot leave.
You suggesting a jailbreak, preacher?
Ah,
you
work, Naka.
Hold on, last I checked, all on the other side of these bubbles is vacuum. Where exactly you intending on going, preacher?
Escape plan this entire time.
Okay, now, okay, hold on, preacher. What you got left on your sentence? What are you even in for again?
27 years left. Let's see. 4 counts of aggravated assault on an officer of the law, resisting arrest, murder of a law enforcer.
Whoa, preacher, you killed a bitch?
Now, I ain't said that.
Ain't y'all got some rule or another about shalt not killing or whatever? I mean, that's y'all's rule, that ain't my rule.
They're not that kind of preacher, right, Brother Judah? You're extra denominationary or something.
Ah, that's right. Spiritual, but not religious. You did tell us this.
Hey now. Everybody shut up. Crow's got something to say. He's making the signs for today and why.
This is a very good question.
I ain't heard the call in a minute. And today I woke up and I heard it. That's kind of the whole thing about being a caller, isn't it? Big galaxy out there. Maybe I done what I can in here. Now it's time to go do it someplace else.
So you're getting out?
My friend, we're all getting out.
Well, hold on. All of us? You mean us six or the whole damn dome?
Well, here's my thinking. Ain't gonna be easy to orchestrate a dome-wide jailbreak. But us six, that's possible. Y'all remember that dog walker who broke that old lady out about a year back? Well, if they could do it, so can we. And guess what? If six of us can bust out, that's hope. Hope for the others, see?
Well, hell, Preacher, that's a mighty fine speech and all, but this is fucking Diatoma. It ain't gonna end happy for us. People like us ain't meant for happy endings. We're meant to scrabble and die in the dirt.
And the dirt would be a luxury.
Huh.
Look, I ain't telling y'all to join me. This ain't no dictatorship. And yeah, there's gonna be peril. I ain't making light of that. But I'm going. Today. And I'd like to know who all's fixing to make the journey with me.
I'm in.
Well, that was quick.
Please, Doctor, I'm an anarchist. Stupid, crazy ideas are my specialty.
Sure, I'm in. I'm sick of sitting around. We either rot in here or die trying to get out, so might as well shoot the moon.
Crow's signing same, but the kid and the doctor, they're looking at each other, speaking like.
Yeah, I want to go.
Okay. Well, if any of you people even make it out, chances are you're going to need a doctor.
All right. So we got a doctor, a brawler, and a couple pairs of hard-working hands. That's good.
Uh-huh, and we got a plan to go with all that.
Egress. You tend to observe me coming up with mastermind plans often.
Yeah, nah, it's a lot of listening for the call, and when it feels right, it is right, and mumbo-jumbo like that.
Exactly right. Now, don't none of y'all worry your head about no plan. Between us, we got six beautiful sets of eyes and ears. Let's keep them open. See what the universe sends our way. And in the meantime, Rainy, eat your damn jello.
It's a bad flavor today. I don't want it.
Oh.
Well, little lady, why ain't you said so? Auntie Egress ain't particular about no flavors. Food is food.
Rainy's a grown girl. She deserves real food. We all do. And according to the call I heard this morning, it's about time we go and get it. It's our lucky day. Crow's come back from his laundry tech shift with a whole lily-fresh heap of uniforms. Baby blue and ugly as sin, but blessedly clean. Thank the stars. I done split my last one wide open last week. It was clinging on by the barest of threads. And it looks like Crow's got a replacement for me. Bit short in the leg, just eyeballing it. But plenty close. Crow's telling me I'll look sharp in it.
I've cut your ID number out of the back of the old one. Here, I'll pin it on.
Thanks, Doc. Perhaps you might nip in the waist a bit for me while you're at it? Not as fat and happy as I once was.
I can, yeah. But how much is that going to matter? From what I understand, the hope is that our prison jumpsuit days are nearly over. Speaking of which, there's the matter of our wristbands.
Ah, yeah. That's the real wrench in the 8-vac. It's an ingenious system. Damn near impenetrable. Automated all to hell. Each and every one of us with an ident tracker strapped to our wrist. Swipe that sucker for food, for tech clearance, for mail, everything. Not a single flesh and blood guard down here in the domes. No. They sit on their hinies up there in the intake hub, watching all the little dots move around on all the little screens. Sending inmates shooting this way and that way in little pneumatic tubes and shit. They don't know fuck all about what's really going on down here. Don't need to. Crow was pointing at his wristband now.
Okay, yeah, thank you, Crow, because that's where I'm hung up to. Do we have a wristband solution? Because if we don't, no amount of generous serendipity is going to get us through all those checkpoints. The call saying anything to you on that subject, Preacher? Now here, step into this.
I trust that a solution will present itself. Well, not bad. Much obliged, Mayor. Crow, you want to get the rest of these passed along? I believe Rainey's in quarters. Try the commons for Egress and Daria. They ought to be well into their daily rounds adrift by this hour. Thanks. Second thoughts, Maren?
Most folks don't deserve to be here, Preacher. Not the way that I do.
Now I know that tone, so I'm settled in to listen. Doc's about to get something off their mind.
Look, I'm sticking with Rainey. If she wants out, I'll help her get out. She's a kid. She deserves a chance. A real one. But I was prepared to live out my days in this dome.
Mm. They gave you, what, 80 years?
Yeah. Yeah. Funny how you don't even realize how trapped you are until somebody offers you a way out.
Talking about that cult business.
Did you catch any of the trials, Preacher?
We got a monitor out in the common area. Handful of green line channels. This being Mid-Valley Dome, we vote on what to watch. Other domes do it different. Here the gang that runs Spiegel Dome only airs the one channel. Martian Madness reruns. All day, every day. Bits and pieces, now and again. A lot of folk were following it. Hard to avoid.
So you've seen her. The captain. You know how she is. Some 20-odd years, Preacher, I lived a strange life. Pushed things to the back of my head. I was in so deep with her, with Ellie Mae, I couldn't even put my finger on when it started or when it got so bad, but I think it must have been before we left the carry. I thought the things she asked me for were strange, but it was for her work, her research, and that was going to make it all worth it. I thought I was keeping the vows I made as a healer's apprentice. To help, and not harm. I never even thought about staying behind on the carry. Never even considered it. And she wasn't coercing anyone either. She didn't have to. We followed her because we believed in her. Or because we... Well, I can't speak for anyone here, but after some of the things I did for her, there was no extricating myself. Landing here, realizing I could help people, for real, without having to lie to myself, felt like my thinking was clear for the first time in years. I did consider refusing the plea bargain, you know, go down with my captain. But then Rainey, well, what happened with Rainey changed my mind. Gave me something to stay alive for.
I ain't gonna ask what happened with Rainey, though we're all mighty curious. Girl comes up to my shoulder, maybe. Little bird-like thing. So now you're torn. Between helping people in here and sticking with Rainey. Who'd you bribe, anyway?
For what?
Most time they split up folk who know each other. Trying to get ahead of gangs forming and the like. But you and Rainey both wound up in Mid-Valley Dome somehow.
Ah, yeah. That wasn't bribery. It was luck and numbers. Mm-mm. They had a lot more of us settle folk than domes. They couldn't have separated all of us if they tried. You know, Morgan and Fira? They're settle folk too.
Mm-hmm. How'd those numbers come out again? A couple dozen arrests? All right, Kessler, as I understand it.
Yeah, Kessler, that is not my problem anymore.
Seems to me the doc stands a bit straighter than before. Whatever dirt they did for their captain, they were carrying it right between the shoulder blades. They ain't told me everything, but even admitting there was something to tell, it's unburdened them. Well, Doc, here's hoping that pretty soon your only problem will be trying to...
Intel security breach. All domes in lockdown. All checkpoints sealed. Stay where you are. Do not attempt to pass a checkpoint until lockdown has been lifted. Stay where you are.
Would you look at that?
Do not attempt.
Told you it would work out, didn't I? Step lively,
Stay
Doc.
Where you are.
Let's gather the troops.
Lockdown will be lifted by Diatoma Penitentiary personnel. Intake control once security breach has been rectified.
So, what's the plan again? I gotta tell you, Preacher, I ain't got my usual kit to hand, and these checkpoints are no joke.
Yeah, without deactivating or removing our wristbands, which is, you know, supposed to be impossible, getting the checkpoint unsealed isn't gonna matter.
Well, okay, well, hold on. That said, I ain't gonna not try it. Just give me a second. Anybody got a hairpin?
Guard, clearance recognized. Access granted.
That was fast.
That wasn't me.
Step back, asshole, or I will blow you from here to the fucking sun!
Three folk coming out of the checkpoint. Don't look much like guards. Not wearing the coveralls, for one thing. Plus, they got guns. Real ones. Not zappers like the intake guards carry. Mob men, maybe. Easy there, friend. Now, how can we help you?
Junior, can you pull your head out of your ass for 5 seconds? You're threatening a goddamn preacher.
Please forgive my, younger associate. He's a little jumpy. We don't want any trouble. We're just here to pick up a friend of ours. Charles Bacchino. Maybe you know him? Some folks call him Chuck.
Oh, that guy. Transferred here from another dome. Probably 4-5 weeks back. He ain't ever showed any interest in being a respectful, participating member of the community. So we don't speak to him much. One of those sorts who can't seem to exchange a kind word with anybody if he ain't working some kind of angle or another.
Ha! What do you want with that antisocial snake-tongued Nefyanyi?
The fuck you say about Chuck? Nobody talks about one of us like that!
Take it easy, kid. He's one of ours. We need him back. But what the fuck do you mean, oily? Chuck's the most laid-back, easy-going dumbass I ever laid eyes on.
Not really relevant, pal.
Maybe we'll overlook what a disrespectful shit you've been if you take us there.
Judah?
A break-in? On the same day we're trying to break out? Well, that's the universe providing, isn't it? What with the checkpoint y'all just breezed through, I take it you fine gentlemen must have procured yourselves a guard's pass card. Now, y'all might be the ones with fingers on triggers, but by my count, there's twice as many of us as there are of you. I don't much want violence, and we can't get far without some method of fooling them checkpoints into thinking we're being escorted by guards. So let me make a proposition. We'll take you fellas to your man, and then you'll take us off this station. As I imagine it'll be going that way already. That seem fair to you?
You're in no position to make terms here, father.
It's brother, actually. We're all siblings.
I don't give a shit if it's uncle! Maybe I just shoot one of your flock until you start showing some fucking respect.
Junior, you need to shut the fuck up right now.
Interesting. Big Britches ain't as in charge as he thinks he is.
Padre, I accept your more than gracious terms. Now let's get rolling. Alright, let me make sure I got this right. You're Judah.
Yeah, last I checked.
Magnovichik gal here is Daria.
Correct.
Okay, and the squirrely one is emergency egress.
It's rapid egress. What kind of stupid name is emergency?
Apologies. Rapid egress. You're Marin?
Doctor Settles Child.
Real doctor or book doctor?
A real doctor.
Good to know. The quiet one.
Oh, that's Crow. Used to be a witch. And he's only quiet if you don't speak Belter sign.
Good to know. And that leaves Rainy? Did I get that wrong?
No. She's just not much for socializing, especially with new folks.
Are we there yet? This is taking forever.
What are you, 5? We will get there when we are there.
Now, every dome does their sleeping quarters different, but here in Mid-Valley Dome, we've done it kind of maze-like, with curtains hung up between bunks for privacy. Sometimes we put them in a U-shape or whatever. Make little rooms, almost. The guy these gentlemen are looking for, he's way in the back.
The only language I need is money. And guns. And influence.
3 tongues that speak only in lies.
The fuck does that mean?
Your friend is just up there.
Might be a good idea to just keep someone here. Cover our exit, just in case.
Preacher.
I'll hang back.
I will too.
Preacher, I've got a lot of people asking what the alarms are about. Where did this lot come from? And why do they have guns?
Hey, listen. Morgan, they're only here for their man. So don't you worry. Got it under control. You can go ahead and let everybody know there ain't no cause for panic. All right? Gentlemen, that's his bunk. Like Darius said, ain't many of us had a whole lot of contact with him.
Can I help you?
You people haven't won over on us. This ain't him.
Sorry, who are we looking for?
You ain't Charles Bacchino. You ain't even distantly related to him. So who are you, and why do these folks know you by that name?
This is all so fascinating. I nearly missed Crow signing something about fake docs out of the corner of my eye. Oh, that fella's gaze goes right to the motion. Sharp eyes he's got. And he's regarding Crow with them real cool and slow. Like a hawk marking a field mouse.
Charles Bacchino, unfortunately, is dead. Felix Legree, at your service.
Great. Well, we'll haul you back to the boss lady anyway. Get up.
Watch the leg. And what's the deal with all these extras?
Collateral.
Christ, Junior. We made a deal with them. Now everybody get moving. With the state of the intake dome right now, the direct pneumatic system isn't exactly operational at the moment. So we got a long way to walk.
They see me going places.
It's still silly, but not a bad silly.
Hey, welcome back. How'd, who the fuck is that?
They were out of Chuck. We grabbed the next best thing.
So, if that guy's not their guy, do you think we can trust them to hold up their end of the deal and actually get us out of here?
Hell no. No way. We gotta swipe their pass card and...
Hey, let's cool it. Old fella seems like the honor bound type.
Old fella ain't the one I'm worried about. That snot-nosed kid's got an ego the size of Jupiter and a bag of rocks banging around his skull where his brain ought to be.
Crow's signing something about how it ain't neither the old fella nor the kid we ought to be watching out for. He's got a real twitchy look to him, keeping his body tilted in such a way that Felix never leaves his line of sight.
Well, I am decently confident Hotshot will not stab us in the back.
Yeah, because Training Wheels over there is going to do it first. Hold up, his name is literally Hotshot.
It is a whole thing, he tells me.
Huh.
Well, ain't none of us exactly thrilled about relying on these gents. But I say, let's let them lead on for now. And if that plan needs revision down the way, we'll go ahead and revise. That seem decent to you folks?
Fine.
All right.
Yeah, I guess.
Ain't nothing to do but trust we ain't making a big old fatal mistake. How's that for faith?
Damn, I never been in Suzuka Dome before. Their food distro always this empty?
This dome is organized differently than ours, run by a gang called the Deadlights.
They must have herded everybody back to the living quarters. It's kind of spooky quiet in here. You know, except for that loud-ass alarm. Y'all really couldn't have shut that shit off when you were up at the intake hub.
We had our hands full. Which way are we going?
Checkpoint up ahead should lead us to Suzuka Laundry Facilities, then living quarters, then to the corridor onto intake. You'll have to swipe us all through again. Perhaps I will break some laundry machines on our way out. Give the Deadlights a little headache.
Break them with what? Your bare hands?
Please, I could snap you over my knee.
You know, can't say I'd strictly mind that.
See, maybe you weren't aware, but I'm a pretty big deal. My mother is the head of the new Vegas Bonaventura family. It pays to be my friend. Stick with me, and you won't have to keep crawling around in the mud with these stupid frauds. Hey, are you listening to me? You know you'd be pretty if you smiled.
Watch yourself, son. You always give him this much leash.
Oh, I'm looking forward to my retirement from leash holding. Kid's always straining at it like a goddamn bulldog. Junior, leave the girl alone and focus on the job, all right?
Really seems like a lot of complex planning and forethought could have gone into this little prison break, but didn't.
Crow's tugging my sleeve and tilting his chin at Felix like he wants to tell me something. He's sounding that he... Whoa. That he did this fella's documents. Damn. So y'all know each other? Crow's making a real stink face.
Bad customer.
The worst, he says. We can't trust him. Nor these other folks, neither.
But these folks don't know him. Ain't that the shape of it?
Crow's saying he thinks they're gonna turn on us once we've let him back to the hangar.
Ah! Ah, what the fuck? Ah!
I said don't touch me.
Ah!
Hey, what's going on now?
Bitch fucking broke my fingers! Ah!
Well, what were you grabbing her for, asshat? Doc, can you get up here and splint those?
Relax. It's just the middle and pointer. It's not even your dominant hand. Ah! Now, I'm gonna be honest with you, son. Were I not under the Hippocratic Oath, I'd break the rest of these myself. That girl's not yet 17. Keep your hands off her, understand?
We don't treat women that way, Junior.
What would your mother say? Now go apologize to the nice young lady.
Actually, I think I'd prefer if you stayed away from her entirely. Rainey, why don't you go walk with Daria and Icarus for a while? Now don't bend those.
You really care for that kid.
She killed a guy, Judah.
Her? Little Rainy? 40 kilos soaking wet?
When the settle pulled in at Ganymede for the trials, they sent a whole mess of rangers and Ganymede local public security folks aboard to organize everyone. Rainy got scared and ran. And one of them, ranger, a pubsec guy maybe, I don't remember, gave chase. Got a hold of her, and she shoved her thumbs in his eyes. Self-defense. I saw the whole thing. It happened so fast, I couldn't save him.
Damn.
So she got diatoma, instead of Ganymede juvie or what have you. I just thought, maybe if I stayed with her, I could... Yeah, but so much for that.
Hey, now. You listen up, Doc. Rainey's damn lucky to have someone like you looking out for her.
Oh, what? Someone like a doctor who spent the last 20 years pretending they weren't breaking their oath? The first day of your apprenticeship with the ship's doctor, what's the first thing they drill into your head? Do no harm.
Some folk are born with a magnet inside them. Draws other folk to them. They don't even gotta try. You wanna listen. You wanna believe it. It ain't your fault, and it might not be theirs neither. Though I think folk like that ought to be responsible with the way they choose to exercise their power. But that Ellie May, as far as I can tell, she had a mighty vision. And she weren't above using that magnet inside her to make it come to pass.
You absolve me, preacher?
No. No. I'm just presenting you with an alternate opinion. I seen you make up your mind about the type of life you intend to live going forward. Far as I'm concerned, absolution will follow along in its own time.
Goddamn, well, Junior! Lockdown or no
lockdown, oh boy, something is going on up at the checkpoint. Deadlights. I guess it was only a matter of time.
We are on lockdown, which, in case you're stupid, means the whole place is locked down. Our people are all in quarters, waiting nicely like we asked them to.
Well, in case you're stupid, we got guns, you see? And you're
yeah,
in
we
our
did
way.
See those. What'd you trade for them?
We're not inmates, friend.
Yeah, you don't seem all that friendly either.
All right. Come on now. Hold it. We ain't gotta come to blows.
Hey, Preacher! Thanks again for doing that funeral a couple months back. You remember Brother Judah? They came over and did Ricky's funeral. Said a real nice speech over him.
Hey, hang on. You did a funeral for these folks?
Yeah, sure. Did a couple of weddings for them too. And a bar mitzvah. Look, sorry about all this. I'm aware y'all got this dome sealed up good, but we're in a real hurry, and we got a jet.
These fine gentlemen with you then, Preacher?
Yep.
And you've got checkpoint clearance?
I already told you, shit for brains. I killed that guy and took
it
off his corpse.
Yeah, we got clearance.
Fine. Then I'll thank you to take these assholes off our turf.
With pleasure.
All right, get going.
Give Betsy and Teresa my regards.
If we can get them out of their bunk long enough to have a decent conversation, sure, we'll do.
Damn. Still at it? I married him 9 years ago.
Apparently they've yet to run out of steam.
And they ain't quiet about it neither.
Good for them. Well, y'all take care now, right?
See why y'all mob fellas gotta be the ones carrying the swipe card. Seems unbalanced, don't it? You got your guy, the guns, and the way out.
Damn right we got all the leverage. So you better shut up, bitch! You're making a great case for us calling this deal off right now.
No. We're the Bonaventura family of New New Vegas. We honor our deals.
And lest we forget, this ain't even our guy.
I gotta tell you, really feeling like a piece of luggage right about now. How about I hold the swipe card, Would that make everybody happy?
No!
No!
Come, children, can we not have this discussion anywhere other than inside of this tiny padded box? We are like a can of Nasilja sardines in here right now. Somebody is farting. Who is farting? I will kill you! Out! Everybody out! Now!
It's getting real tense between us and the mob, guys. Don't much like the way Junior's finger keeps twitching on that trigger. I'm thinking it's probably better if I'm the last one through. So I'm dropping back to the caboose here. Oh, Rainy. What is it, child?
That man they call Chuck? He's gonna hurt someone.
Why? What's he doing?
Nothing yet, but... He means harm. Can't you feel it?
The girl's probably got the right of it, by and large. He ain't never done nothing even remotely trustworthy. But I find myself more concerned about young Master Twitch Trigger at present. Don't you worry, Rainy. We'll keep our eyes on him. Rainy don't look much reassured, which makes me feel a bit like I'm falling down on my duties. But we're nearly through Suzuka Laundry, coming up on our last dome checkpoint. Then it's the hardlock corridor up to intake. Then one more to the hangar. Then we're fucking out of here. Oh, stairs. Kind of forgot stairs existed.
Why is it stairs, not a lift?
So you remember when we got here, we walked into the container at intake, and then the container went down that pneumatic tube to Mid-Valley Dome. None of the lifts or checkpoint containers can be moved while the system is in lockdown. Figured they needed at least one way to access the domes from intake that wouldn't be affected by riot protocols.
Hey, Preacher, why don't you go on through first? If there's guards at intake, thinking they might not shoot you.
Yeah, well, I hope you're right. If he ain't, well, I won't have long to be sore about it.
Prisoners, stay where you are.
Welp.
Do not move!
What dome are you from?
Okay. Enough with the 20 questions. Light them up, boys!
Now what?
More corpses on the pile.
That won't be all of them. Hotshot, get the hangar airlock prepped.
While Hotshot's fiddling with the panel there, I find myself drawn to the big old window bays all around the control center. Looking down on all them domes, all spread out below. Looking at all them little ant-sized folk down there. This is how they see us, ain't it? Like ants. Tiny, stupid.
Bitch, you better watch it.
Squirt, you watch it. Y'all may be living in your little mob movie, but the rest of us are doctors and preachers and women and children, and we ain't got no guns. Would it kill you to try talking before shooting for once?
I've had about enough of you challenging my operation, you fuck.
Your operation? You trying to tell me you're in charge, Slugger? That recently you've grown out of diapers, I found that mighty hard to believe. Hey,
shut
let's go.
The fuck up!
Egress!
Egress!
Clearance breach. Prisoner 10, 9, 8, 1, 5, 9. You are not cleared for this area.
No.
Oh, shit. Egress ain't got the pass card. That checkpoint ain't never gonna let her out.
Hey! I'll rip your balls off, you snake!
Hold on, Egress. We'll think of something.
You should not have done that, New Workham!
Hey! Back off!
Oh, will you stick a cork in it, Junior? I can't hear Egress. Hush up now.
You don't get to tell me to
Bite my hand, and I will snap your neck. Egress!
Egress, can you hear me?
Y'all go on without me, you hear? I'm gonna be sitting in here till they drop the lockdown.
We'll figure something out.
Nah, you gotta... Look, I'm real good at getting out of shit. It's my whole thing. I'll find my own way. Now get going. Fucking scram!
You heard the lady, we better scram.
More of them coming. We gotta go.
You there, freeze!
You know, locking eyes with rapid egress through that little window in the checkpoint hatch, I'm thinking I ain't never seen Faith like that. She had freedom so close she could have reached out and grabbed it. And now, she's seeing us walk on towards it without her. But she ain't scared. Ain't even crying. She believes it'll be her turn one day. Shit. More of them guards coming down the elevator.
Goddamn possums! Where the fuck are they coming from?
Eat lead, asshole!
Their barracks is up there. They get sent down a few at a time. Cowards. Shit. These are not zapper rounds.
Fuck you!
We gotta get up to that checkpoint. Go! Run for it! We'll cover you. You, bro, take the shotgun!
Come on, Rainy, with me now. It's a real harrowing run to the bend in the corridor. I got Rainey's head tucked under my arm, Doc's all but stepping on my heels, Chrome and Felix coming along behind. Hotshot's already swiping open the checkpoint up ahead, and we're running for it full tilt, falling over each other to get to the door, seal that shit up good behind us.
Over there.
Yeah, we made it. Ain't the first time I've been shot at. But most of those other times, the shooting ain't been this professional.
Everyone all right?
Looks like Daria got winged, but Marin's tending to it, and it don't look that bad. Rain's shaking like a scared dog up against my side. But she ain't hurt. We ain't got Egress anymore, and... Oh, shit.
Where's Crow?
I'm sorry, Preacher. He went down in the corridor.
Then we go back for him. No more leaving comrades behind.
He took a bullet to the head. He's not getting up after that.
Shit.
With her tucked up in the crook of my arm, I feel more than hear Rainy mumble something that sounds an awful lot like... Told ya.
Can we cry later? The hangar's right here. Let's go!
Thank you.
Is that the shuttle you came in on?
The very same. Now, pick it up. We don't got much
there
time.
They are.
Whoa! Suck my dick, bitch!
Damn. We ain't even halfway to the shuttle, and already the damn guards have swiped themselves through and started making our lives hard.
Hey, let me show you why they call me the interior decorator!
Junior! Quit dicking around and get on the damn shuttle!
And take a slug in the back like some coward? Fuck that!
Junior, I swear to God, I do not...
Oh, hell. Old man turned his head to holler at Junior. Took a bullet for it.
Shit. Man down!
Cover me. Junior, cover me.
I didn't.
Hey, stay with me. You're gonna be okay. We just need to get you on the shuttle.
Marin's trying to plug the wound, but most of that man's blood is already on the ground. That shot was damn clean. Junior's all froze up. And here comes Felix with the old man's shotgun. He must have took it off Crow.
Doc, Junior, you two get to the ship. I'll help hold him off. On your mark, sir.
All right. Shuttle, now!
Did you get them all?
Yeah. That was the last one.
Everybody in! Get that hatch sealed!
Rainy, come on now. Get your nose off that viewport.
They're still coming.
I don't see anymore.
They're not here yet, but they're coming.
It's gonna take me at least another minute to get this damn thing fired up.
We do not have another minute. Once the next wave of guards get down from the barracks and through the checkpoint, they will be on us right away.
Now, I'm realizing something.
Brother Judah?
Preacher, what are you doing? Where
Somebody's
are you-
Somebody's gotta jam up that checkpoint. The one between intake and here.
Wait, there must be some other-
one
of us
no
could-
There ain't no time, Daria. Let go of me now.
Oh, the call.
Rainy, sweetheart. You can hear it too, can't you?
We are so close.
Daria, they're right. You have to let them go.
Rainy understands. I can see it in her eyes. Long jump down out of the shuttle, the ramp retracted. But the universe must be smiling on me. Cause I ain't even broke an ankle or nothing. I'm hustling back across the hangar now. Crossing my fingers I get into that checkpoint before the guards do. Whew, ain't never been much of a sprinter. Running through a mess of bodies. Damn. There go the shuttle's engines firing. They're gonna make it.
Clearance breach. Prisoner M98127. You are not cleared for this area. Checkpoint sealed. Remain calm. Diatoma security personnel.
Well,
unseal this checkpoint.
Ain't the first time I heard the call wrong. But I done answered it. Got those people their freedom. And you know what? That Valley Dome ain't such a bad place to live, all said. You tell some of the folks in Coyote Dome are putting on some Shakespeare later this month. That'll be nice.
Shit. Where's the rest of them?
Somebody get the seal bypass over here. Get this door open.
You're gonna regret making us look like fools.
And there goes the shuttle. She's sailing free. Whew. Long day. Just gonna sit down for a minute. Long day.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Breathing Space. This episode, The Gospel of Judah, was written and directed by Kasha Mika and edited by Sam Stark.
Brother Judah is voiced by Kale Brown.
Daria is voiced by Aubrey Akers.
Dr. Marin Rainieskin is voiced by Ari Ingalls.
Rapid Egress is voiced by Hera Alexander.
Rainy is voiced by Oz Stark.
Junya is voiced by Adam Stephen Halecki.
Hotshot is voiced by Rachel Scully.
Old Hand is voiced by Jeremy Tucker.
Max Newland as Felix Legree.
Deadlight 1 is voiced by Emma Laslett.
Deadlight 2 is voiced by Taylor Michaels.
The Diatoma Automated Systems are voiced by Interiority.
With additional voice work by Kate Bullen, John Kennard, and Lou Sutcliffe. Our theme, Blues for the Black, was composed by Michael Freitag with vocals by Jeremiah and lyrics by Scott Paladin. You can find links to learn more about our cast and crew in the show notes and all about our show at our website, breathingspace.lawofnames.com. Breathing Space is a Law of Names production.
To the community at Emmeraine who carry the light. Hello, my friends. I realize it has not been so terribly long since last we were together, but I hope you will forgive my writing so soon. It has been a long time since anyone ventured forth from Emmeraine on our community's behalf. I hope I can report back on the doings of the wide world in such a way that will bring you comfort and encouragement, and that my missives reveal the galaxy and its people to you as the light reveals the holy substance at the centre of existence. I am crossing a threshold, one which I will not pass through again. I trust you will not think it arrogant to want the moment witnessed, if only at a distance and in retrospect. After all, by the time you receive this, I will be long gone, away among the stars and beginning my journey to Kerin in earnest. Travelling Light is a science fantasy podcast from the creator of Monstrous Agonies. Follow the traveller on their journey through the stars and help shape their world and the stories within it through audience submissions and choose your own adventure decision making. Travelling Light is a Monstrous Productions podcast. Find us on Tumblr, Instagram and Twitter, or visit our website at monstrousproductions.org to find out more.